We're sitting here at the Comfort Suites in Champaign-Urbana. Democratic State Representative Vernon Smith managed to steal him on Sunday morning. I think, like, the way you dress looks like you're on your way to church.
I am. I'm going to Mount Olive Baptist Church, a church that I located here. I've now been attending for four Sundays.
Four Sundays, where's all this going? A lot of people are wondering, you know, okay, Democrats have been gone for about a month. Haven't you made your statement? Come on back to Indiana and, you know, make your case on the floor of the House of Representatives.
It's not about making a statement. I mean, that's illusionary. It's about fighting for a cause. Until the Speaker, our governor, come to understand, and all the Republicans with this Republican agenda that they have, understand that we're in a fight and we're not going to give in until they understand that they cannot destroy the working class, they cannot dismantle public education. That's the message we're trying to get across. We're not trying to just make a statement.
When you look at just some of the back and forth, originally it seemed like right to work was the issue. There were a number of other bills, and a lot of those got taken off the table. Then the latest thing, it seems like it was just one piece of legislation over project labor agreements and how local governments could put those together. That was the one issue left on the table. Is that still the case, or are we in the media not getting that right?
Once again, it's the illusion. The illusion was that it was the right to work bill that was causing the disparity between the two. That was never the case. There were multiple bills that we were concerned about. That still remains that we have multiple bills that we are concerned about. Now, the PLA bill is good for government, good for business, as well as for the employee, because it protects the employer just as well as it does the employee, because there are conditions that are spelled out in that agreement. And so we think that's very important. We think it's important for small businesses as well as for governmental entities that they have the ability to enter to those agreements. The Republicans have said that they want less government. And what they're doing, creating with all these bills, is more government, more intrusion, more invasion into public lives, more intrusion and trying to dictate to lower levels of government what they must do. They need to go back and look at their philosophical statements that they have shared with the public and see if they're being true to them.
Are you worried, are you concerned that as this sort of the standoff walkout enters into its second month, I think after Tuesday, we're going to month number two, that there are a lot of work, a lot of things maybe like your constituents or other people in Indiana need done by the legislature that may not happen?
The only thing we need is the budget. That's all this other stuff that they have been pushing down our throats is not needed. It's against my constituents. I've only received one negative letter from any one of my constituents, only one negative letter, and I responded to that. I think I did so in a yeoman way, and I have not gotten a follow-up response from her. I believe that it is important for us to stay on the wall. We're doing a good fight, and we've got work to do for the people. We are protecting the working class, and we're protecting public education.
What about redistricting?
Redistricting is probably going to be out of our hands. We certainly need to get into that to that issue, but that redistricting can be dealt with. We need to send a message to the leadership of the House that there are things that are important, like redistricting. There are other things that is part of the Republican agenda, which is appearing in 22 states now. You need to know that this is orchestrated. It normally, when a bill is passed, you hear about a bill in Ohio, and then it's, oh, that's a good idea. Then the next session, then several states introduce that, and then they hear, oh, five or six states are doing this, and then a few more add. When something comes out and it's the same kind of bills appearing in 22 states, you know it's a national agenda that the Republicans have, and it's not about Indiana. It's really about 2012 and the presidential election.
Got a couple more minutes here because I know you got to get to your services. You talked about the budget. The budget's obviously got to be done by April 29th, April 30th. Does this mean that you folks will be back by
the budget?
April.
Be done by June 30th. The budget has to be done by June 30th, not April 30th.
So we're looking at Democrats not coming back before.
I don't know when the Democrats are coming back. It's going to depend on the negotiation that goes on between our leader, the Democratic leader, and the Speaker of the House.
And one other thing, the issue of pay and money has come up. Has anybody written back any checks to the state for any pay might have been received or per diem or...
Representative Charlie Brown has been given the responsibility of collecting the checks. We wrote the checks out for $700-some. We thought it was supposed to be $608. We come to find out it needed to be 5 days. I've already written my check.
So how long are you willing to stay here in lovely Champaign-Urbana, Illinois?
As long as necessary. We're on the wall, as Nehemiah said, Nehemiah 6, chapter 3, verse. We're on the wall. We're doing a great work. We cannot come down.
Right. Representative, thank you very much for taking a few minutes to talk to me this Sunday morning.
Thank you.